all the time. This is 1010 Wins. You give us 22 minutes, we'll give you the world.
Good evening. This is a 1010 Wins News Flash for Sunday, September 1st. I'm Donna Vaughn, and here's what's happening. Mandatory evacuations are in effect in parts of Florida north to the Carolinas as Hurricane Dorian nears. The latest computer models say it could make landfall Tuesday in Florida, where hundreds of flights are now being canceled. Dorian has been bashing the Bahamas today at Category 5 strength. It's one of the strongest storms on record to hit the Bahamas. A vigil held in Odessa, Texas tonight for the 7 innocent lives lost in the nation's latest gun massacre. Authorities now say they received several calls about the gunman driving erratically before a state trooper tried to pull him over. A hit and run in the Bronx has left a man in critical condition. The whole thing was caught on video by a security camera, so police know the person who did it was behind the wheel of a black Audi, but no arrests yet. Kevin Hart is said to have suffered a major back injury in a crash this weekend. The comedian was in a car that veered off Mulholland Drive in the Malibu Hills and smashed through a fence. Two others were hurt as well. For a third time in a week, an Orthodox Jew has been attacked in Brooklyn in what's starting to look to a lot of people like a series of hate crimes. The latest incident happened Saturday in front of a synagogue in Midwood. The victim exchanged words with his attackers before being beaten in the face with his own belt buckle. And a new school year begins this Thursday for public school students in the city. This means time is running out for parents to get their kids vaccinated as per a new state law that eliminates personal and religious exemptions. 1010 Wins AccuWeather says partly to mostly cloudy tonight as it starts to get muggy, low 67. Labor Day will be humid, high 80, with rain threatening later in the day. For live and local news, 24 hours around the clock, just say play 1010 Wins.